Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 83 of Ask Pat. This is where I answer your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, if you're just getting started in an online business, I recommend you check out my free resource over at smartpassiveincome.com. You can go to smartpassiveincome.com/start. That'll take you to my Getting Started page, all the information you need to get started, the right podcast episodes to listen to, the right articles to read if you're just starting out, and some videos to help you get started right away. So again, smartpassiveincome.com/start. Now, today's question comes from Tim, and it's all about finding your audience and helping them out. So let's hear from Tim right now.
Hey, Pat. Tim here. My question is, how do you find your blog audience, and how do you find out the problems they have that you could turn into a product, such as an ebook or e-course? I am in a very untapped niche, and I am having trouble finding the readers that I know are out there. Thanks.
Tim, thank you so much for your questions. Actually, these are perfect questions for those people just starting out, and also perfect questions for people who might be struggling, who might have a blog and might be targeting a particular niche, and might not have that audience that they're hoping to have. So let's start with your first question, which was, how do you find your blog audience? Well, of course, you want to know a little bit about them and what they do and what their interests are. And the goal is to find where they are, where they hang out. And to do that, you want to go and search for areas where they might be convening online, where they might be coming together. And there are a number of different ways to do that. Now, Tim, I wish you had given me a specific niche. That way I can sort of help walk you through this process specifically, which would be a great example for everybody else. But I might be able to do this, and I think I'll be able to do this by just sharing tactics that will work for you. And some of these will maybe not work for you, but I'm going to list all these different places where you can go and find where your target audience might be. And you'll have to, of course, do research and dig deeper into these methods. However, this is the approach that I would take. So the first thing I would do is I would look for other sites, other forums and other blogs that are out there that are talking about the same thing that you are. Now, Tim, you said you are sort of in a specific niche, but I don't think there's any niche that's so specific where there might be nobody talking about what you're talking about. You might be going much deeper or more narrow in a particular niche, but that doesn't mean that your target audience does not exist on a more general type of site. For instance, maybe you were targeting dog training for female Chihuahuas in San Diego, California. Well, that doesn't mean that people who are Chihuahua owners in California wouldn't benefit from the site as well. People in San Diego are obviously from California. So I that's probably a terrible example, but I think you know what I mean. There, you can always sort of become more general in your audience research if you feel like your niche is too specific or hard to find your audience because it's too specific. So I would look for forums and blogs related to your industry. And again, it doesn't have to be exact. It could be just, you know, on a horizontal level, just sort of related. You know, the same people who like your site would also like X or Y or Z. So look to see where those sites are. Now, an easy and quick tip for you on Google, if you're looking for blogs or forums related to a topic, just pick a keyword related to your topic. It might be the exact name of your site or what your site is about, and type in blogs, colon, and then that keyword or those key phrases, and then hit enter. You're going to get search results showing you all the different blogs that are out there ranked on popularity based off of the algorithm that Google has for search, that you can go and explore and do some research about your target audience. And I think that's a great thing to do in terms of understanding what other sites are out there, who you could build a relationship with. I would actually keep a spreadsheet of all the blogs and the social media accounts and all those things that are related to your niche, so you can know who to reach out to if, for example, you wanted to write a guest post or you just wanted to make a connection with somebody that could, you know, you could have a mutual and beneficial relationship down the road. You could do the same thing with forums. So forums, colon, and then your keyword or key phrases. And you can try multiple different keywords and multiple different key phrases in different searches and find a lot of different sites that might be relevant to the topic that you're talking about, Tim. Now, the second thing you could do is another great way to do this, and this is a way that not a lot of people think about, even though it totally is obvious once you hear it, is you go to Facebook and you type in your keywords and you find groups related in the same fashion to what it is that you're talking about. There are groups online that are completely active on a lot of different topics, obviously, and you can go in there, and those are great places to not only understand where your audience exists, but also what their problems are, what their pains are, which is what goes along with your second question. How do you know what they're interested in or what their pains are and what you could provide solutions for? Well, that's how you find out. You go to where they're having conversations and you listen. You listen. And then if there's an opportunity, you ask questions that are even deeper, or you ask why, or you keep going deeper into the conversation. And that's a great way to do it from sort of a outside perspective in, from somebody who is joining these conversations and just sort of listening in as if you were at a party and you were going around to all the different circles and cliques around the party, and you just kind of listen in on one. And then when it's an opportunity for you to chime in because you have something to add value to or you can provide a solution, that's when you come in. That's as opposed to going to a party, finding all these different conversations going on, and then you all of a sudden just going, hey, my name's Tim, I sell this. Like, you don't want to do that. You want to listen and add value when you can, have people want to get to know you before you start to pitch anything. So that's the approach I would take when it comes to, you know, handling the relationships that you're going to build with these people who are having these issues that you could potentially provide a solution for. So Facebook groups is a great way, a great method to tap into your audience and also understand what they're having issues with. Facebook ads is another one. If you had a little bit of income to spare to do some research and test, you could target people on Facebook and pay for targeted ads to do some research with, perhaps drive them to a landing page on your site where you can then collect them into an email list. And that way you can do further research with them. So maybe you target based on certain keywords or likes or pages that they like, and then they go to your landing page and then they get on your email list. If you have something to provide, maybe you have a free offer of some kind, some incentive, a lead magnet perhaps, and then they get on your list, and then you can tap into that list for research for what it is that you want to do to serve them. This is a great tactic that a number of bloggers and online business people use, is when people get onto their email list, they use that email list to do research. So I do this, and I think the fifth or sixth email, I ask my audience, well, what do you want me to write a blog post about? And that tells me exactly what their pains and struggles are and what they want me to provide solutions about. Derek Halpern on socialtriggers.com, his first email that he sends to you, and again, this is totally automatic, which is the beauty of it. It says, well, what are you struggling with? And he tells me he gets these incredibly long stories of what people are having issues with and what their pains are, which gives him perfect insight on what he can provide solutions for, on what the blog posts he can write are about, on what podcast episodes he could have, and also, of course, what products too. So again, tapping into your email list, whether or not it's people who are brand new and fresh from Facebook or people on your list already, Tim, I mean, I would definitely recommend asking your audience right now, if you have any sort of size of email list, ask them what they're struggling with and try to have a direct conversation with them. And actually, if you're a small blogger right now and you have, you know, very little following, that's a perfect opportunity, because you have yet to get to the volume where it just becomes overwhelming to chat with everybody in your audience. But when you're small, that's when you should absolutely take the time to reach out to every single person on your email list one to one personally and just ask them and have a conversation with them. You're going to find out so many things, so many golden nuggets that's going to help take your brand to the next level. And of course, because you're interacting with these people one-on-one, they feel like they're getting special treatment and they're going to become fans for life, especially if you can help them and even possibly work with them to create these solutions that you're trying to create for this target audience. So we talked about forums and blogs. We talked about Facebook groups, Facebook ads. And again, I sort of went over part of your second question already. I mean, we're sort of answering that as we go along. How do you serve them? How do you find out what their problems are? We talked about that already, and we'll keep talking about that. Number four, social media, like Twitter. I mean, we talked about Facebook, but Twitter is a good one too, because you can type in certain keywords. You can create columns on tools like TweetDeck that automatically will populate whenever somebody talks about a certain keyword. So you can have it, you can set up a column for certain search terms, and then you could see the conversations going on about that search term. And again, just like I talked about with that party thing, you come in and talk about or provide answers whenever it seems appropriate. And then that way people will become knowledgeable of what you do and the type of knowledge you have, and perhaps come to the site that you have, and then maybe get on your email list, or you can just find out more having a conversation with them on Twitter. That's a great way to go about it. I would also look at YouTube. YouTube is also a great untapped research forum or research area for finding out what pains and problems are that people have. Same thing with Amazon. Amazon.com is another one too. So what you do is you look up videos related to your topic and you see what the most popular videos are. And you understand that those are pain points that people have. You can read the comments and see what else people have questions about. You could, from there, of course, understand who the major players are talking about the things that are related to what you do. And you can try to develop a relationship with them. On Amazon, you can go on Amazon and search through books related to your topic. And you can go through the book cover, you know, how you can look inside the book. You can look inside the table of contents and see what main topics are being written about in those books about your topic, and that'll give you some inspiration for what types of blog posts to write or what solutions you better make sure you cover, because those people who write those books are obviously spending a lot of time trying to understand the perfect type of content to put in there. So those are all some great ways, and of course iTunes is another repository where you can find major players who have audiences, and you can discover the sort of things that you should be talking about in your niche as well. So that's a lot of stuff, Tim, but I hope that gives you some starting points as far as where you can find your audience and how to find them, and also how to understand what it is that their problems are and what you should be talking about on your site as well, potentially in products that you create too. So Tim, thank you so much for your question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show and also potentially going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt, head on over to askpat.com. That's all you have to do. You can ask a question right there on the widget right on that page. Thank you all so much for listening in. Of course, one more time to reiterate, if you're just getting started, I mean, this is a great episode for you if you're just getting started, but even if you don't have anything yet, I recommend you go to smartpassiveincome.com/start. That'll take you to my Getting Started page on my main site, and it'll walk you through the process of how to do all this stuff. And there's thousands of different ways, maybe not 100,000, but there's hundreds or even thousands of different ways to earn a living online and make some money, whether on the side or full time. And I give you a lot of the options there for you and how you like to work online. So again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/start. Thank you so much. And of course, I'm going to leave you with a quote of the day. And this quote comes from Sir Claus Moser. He says, "Education costs money, but then so does ignorance." Thank you so much. Take care. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.